This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops and tanks moved deeper into northern Gaza Monday, expanding their military presence in the Palestinian enclave amid international calls for civilians to be protected. VOA's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says the conflict may be shifting into a long ground invasion.
Hamas has a network of underground tunnels. They're holding 239 Israeli hostages. And that conflict, if they really want to continue to fight Hamas and to eradicate Hamas, as Israeli officials say, is going to take probably several months.
Health authorities in the Hamas-run Gaza enclave of 2.3 million say 3 weeks of Israeli air and artillery strikes have killed more than 8,000 people. Gaza's medical chiefs are turning to volunteers to help run an emergency service buckling under Israel's offensive. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Israel accuses Hamas of locating command centers and other military infrastructure in Gazan hospitals, something the group denies. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society have previously said evacuating hospitals isn't possible, as the sick and wounded cannot be moved. Thousands have gathered at hospitals in Gaza City, with many sheltering in makeshift tents, hoping for some safety from the bombardment. The UN Humanitarian Office said 117,000 civilians are sheltering alongside thousands of patients and doctors in hospitals in the north.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A senior Russian rabbi on Monday urged the Kremlin to ensure that rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region who stormed an airport to, quote-unquote, catch Jewish passengers on board a flight from Tel Aviv were harshly punished. Video showed rioters on the tarmac surrounding an aircraft which had arrived from Tel Aviv.